Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Real, real good. Corey LaJoy, welcome back to the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the fan upstate, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo. Let's get it. Hour number two underway right now. Got a couple of texts that have come in so far. Texter Eric texts the show, said nothing like eating glizzies and watching Florida State and Georgia Tech. You're damn right, Eric. You're damn right. I might have to grab a couple of household glizzies for Saturday at noon. Do it a little bet for the cycle. Have a couple of house dogs. Nah. Watch a little college football week zero.
He won't, because then the suit won't fit. So, I mean, you know, if you want to look rich in that suit, you don't eat poor people food.
I'm not. I'm eating glizzies. Hot dogs.
Right.
Food. A classic.
Food for poor people.
All American food.
I was trying to get my granddaughter to watch Wizard of Oz. And, you know, the part where it's in black and white and the traveling, the dude that's the wizard is eating hot dogs. She said, why are they eating hot dogs? Are they poor?
That poor girl got to grow up with you as a granddad thinking hot dogs are poor.
I was so proud. It was just, and also worried because, you know, you say things jokingly in front of people and they, you know, although I do believe it or I wouldn't say it so many times, but yeah.
You're lost, bud. You're lost. Texas said, if the suit don't fit, you must just sit. Yeah, well, you know, I got another joke. I'm going to leave it out.
He ain't eating no hot dogs or whatever that other word is. He's
glizzy.
Not doing that. You're not doing
you
that.
You can say glizzy.
You're not. No, I'm not going to.
That's what all the kids are saying.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a grandpa. I don't need to try to talk like
yeah,
the kids.
Raising a granddaughter with disillusions on life.
I want her to aspire to greatness. You don't aspire to greatness by eating poor people food.
And the haters going to hate. Jersey Joe said, I know hot dogs. Yeah, we know, Joe. Upstate hot dog eating champ, a valued member of the Rob Brown Show Armada, and appreciated, by the way, and appreciated. All right, let's get to some stuff here on the show. It is 7:03. You are just under 57 minutes away from having to get clocked in and locked in at the office. And, you know, you're going to want to talk sports. You're going to take that break. You're going to walk down the hallway. You're going to go meet Barbara from accounting. Barbara's great. Everybody loves Barbara. She's a nerd, but like one of the cool ones, you know, like us. Everybody loves Barbara. So you're going to walk down the hall. You're going to talk to Barbara. Barbara, big accounting nerd. I got an accounting story in the water cooler cheat sheet today. This is going to be one of the things you talk about with Barbara. You got to talk sports. You got to know what's going on. You need this. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office. And start talking sports with your coworkers. These will be some, but the primary topics of conversation you'll be engaged in today. Let's get to item number one. They ain't won a world championship since 1996. So Jarrah might not know how to put together a championship football team. He does know how to run a business, which is why Rob Brown always says the best football teams are the ones where the owners engage in the business side and ignore the football side. How do I know that? Well, because the Dallas Cowboys, despite not winning a Super Bowl since 1996, when Dak Prescott was, by the way, 2.5 years old, he's now been in the NFL for 73 years, so that's an impressive run. The Dallas Cowboys are, once again, the most valuable franchise in sports anywhere. They are the first team ever, according to Sportico, to have a valuation north of $10 billion with a B dollars. That franchise now valued, according to Sportico, at $10.32 billion, the first franchise globally to surpass the $10 billion valuation. The Cowboys were valued at $9 billion last September. That number, still more than any other NFL franchise today. The LA Rams, second on that list with a valuation of $7.79 billion. The Giants, $7.65 billion. The Patriots, $7.31 billion. The 49ers, $6.86 billion. The Jets, $6.8 billion. The Dolphins, 6.76. The NFC's East, Philadelphia Eagles, 6.75. Then the Raiders at 6.7. Then the Washington Commanders, bum, 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 bums, $6.3 billion. That is the top 10 valued franchises in the National Football League. As far as the rest of the leagues, as far as the rest of the teams, we're not, because we're going to get to those later in the show. But the Dallas Cowboys become the first franchise in sport to cross the $10 billion valuation. Texter says, as a Cowboy fan, why? Because Jerah is very good at selling, not very good at running a football team.
And he may actually own some of the sports media, because they always talk about the Cowboys. And if you're always talking about the Cowboys, and if you're a young kid being influenced by, you know, pop culture, you turn it on, you hear about Dallas, well, I gotta go out and buy me some Dallas stuff.
Honestly, a large part of valuation is not what you have, but brand value. Right? Value that you get from just having your name and your brand out there. I'll give you a perfect example. You know who has incredible brand value regardless of the assets that they actually do or do not have? Kleenex. Why? Kleenex is the name of a brand. But if somebody's got to blow their honker, what do they say? Can you hand me a Kleenex? Or at least that's the way it was in the house growing up for me and a lot of the other houses I've been around. It was not, can you hand me a tissue? Can you hand me a snot rag? It was, can you hand me a Kleenex? That is a brand that has become synonymous with the product itself. That's not the name of the product, but it is the one that has so much brand valuation, not because of the assets they actually have, but because that brand will always sell. Because if you go to the store needing snot rags, you're thinking in your head, I need Kleenex. I need Kleenex.
Enjoy that apple jelly biscuit this morning, people.
I mean, that's what my old man called him. Snot rags. He was classy, you know? He was a classy fella. Anyway, that texter, that is why. It is not because of success or failure on or off the field. It is because, like it or not, and I do not, when you think American football, that star is one of the first logos that jumps into the head of most fans. I don't like it. You don't have to like it. It doesn't matter. That's the value. Let's get to item number two. Speaking of value, we learned, nay, but a number of weeks ago, that colleges would be allowed, should they elect to do so, to begin placing corporate logos in more places in and around their stadium, up to including on the football fields itself. The Tennessee Volunteers have reached a naming agreement that's not with Love's Travel Centers. Of course, Love's Travel Centers, owned by Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy Haslam, of course, is the owner of the Cleveland Browns as well. He is also a former CEO and current chairman of Pilot Travel Center and an alumni of the Tennessee Volunteers. Athletic Director Danny White of UT said, without letting us know what the financial numbers are, that a deal to the tune of 20-ish years has been reached with Love's Travel Center that will allow the University of Tennessee to keep the name Neyland Stadium on their stadium, to keep the name Shields-Watkins Field on the field, but it will allow Love's Travel Center to place advertisements all around Neyland Stadium and Shields-Watkins Field, including on Shields-Watkins Field. So we now know the first school. Now, there are some naming rights deals already in place. For instance, FIU sold the naming rights to their football stadium last week to Mr. Worldwide Pitbull, meaning that opponents that take on FIU on the road next year will take on the Owls at Pitbull Stadium.
I don't understand that because, I mean, is Pitbull still big?
He's Mr. Worldwide.
Well, I know there for a while he was everywhere, but has he put anything out lately?
I'm not going to lie. I don't listen to Pitbull. I have no idea.
So I'm just, what is the purpose of an artist doing that? I get a gas station or whatever. I get that. But what purpose does Pitbull, I mean, what's he get out of that?
I am assuming that he gets the ability to be, let's say, intimately connected to the world of college football. I mean, any pub is good pub, right? Isn't that the old expression?
I suppose. I mean, do you buy naming rights for a team just because you got a new album coming out? I don't know.
Unlike Jerry Jones, I am a bad business guy, so I don't know the answer, all right? If I had the ability to operate with intelligent financial decisions, I'd have become a banker a very long time ago. But I'm still here doing this, so clearly I'm not. So Love's Travel Center will apparently have their logo on the field at Tennessee, but Neyland Stadium and Shields-Watkins Field at Neyland Stadium will remain known as those, as that. Pilot will be designated as the presenting partner of the $337 million Neyland Stadium renovations project that includes new signage on the east side of the stadium with Home of the Vols, along with the company's logo, and Pilot convenience shops in the concourse selling snacks and beverages, end quote. That according to ESPN. The expectation, though the financial terms were not disclosed, the expectation is that this is a 20-year deal that is expected to be valued somewhere in the neighborhood of $21 million per year. And Tennessee ain't gotta change a damn thing. They got to let Love's put up some signage in the stadium, slap a logo down on the field. All they got to do is buy some extra yellow paint on game days to the tune of $21 million a year added to the revenue.
Why couldn't Pitbull do that for Tennessee and get rid of Rocky Top?
Because Pitbull's doing it for like $6 million, not $21.
I know, but then they could play, you know, a Pitbull song instead of Rocky Top. Any Pitbull song. I mean, it doesn't matter.
First down, Volunteers. Fireball! Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I mean, I don't even know if the song sounds like that, but I seemed pretty hyped to me.
Diesel asked a good question the other day. He's like, yo, will we get to the point that teams start selling the rights to, not just like naming rights or advertisement rights, but like to certain aspects of game, right? Could you have, and now get on your feet for the planting of the spear by Chief Osceola, presented by Buc-ee's. Like, Like, even for me, that's a little gross, all right? Like, I get it. Could you imagine And now, fans, get on your feet for Sandstorm, presented by Waffle House. Like, ah.
Some people would, you know, think that that's that was a perfect partnership.
No, what they should do, Waffle House, what they should do.
Sorry for all my pee poppins.
Is they should say, ladies and gentlemen, we will now sell beer into the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter beer sales presented by Waffle House. Waffle House for after the fourth quarter. Like, that's how you get it done. Point here is, could we start seeing the rights to other aspects of football games start being attached to corporate sponsorships? And to answer the question, Diesel, yes, we can and we will. We will start seeing the rights to everything get sold.
Yeah, I'm sure Diesel's listening while he's on vacation.
Yeah, he's absolutely not. Last time Diesel went on vacation, he went to the Breaking Bad house. It's pretty dope, actually.
Well, this time he's throwing up pictures of, I think he's in the Rockies. I don't know. It looked.
He's going to connect with his inner lumberjack.
Probably.
I respect that. Got to put that beard to use.
Or there's a convention, and you know, he's going to it.
Joey B said, and now get on your feet for the Clemson Tigers running down the Quick Trip Hill.
I wish.
Dude, could you think about it? For real, seriously.
No. I'm just talking about the tripping part. I've always wanted just one guy to go down. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
It's got
to
have happened, right?
I just want to see the domino theory, just all of them. But Dabo would be out front. It would never.
It's got to have
happened. No, I want to see him. I want Dabo like Indiana Jones. You know, when the ball's rolling, Dabo's running out front, and there's this.
Oh, God!
Tripping humanity behind him. Oh, that would be awesome.
Think about it this way. What happens if you open up a Clemson game and they go to show that intro, and on the podium where Howard's Rock is, there is a QT logo slapped on there, or on the hill, on the grass itself, before the team runs down it, they go out there and they paint a I don't know, pick another company. They paint a Walmart logo right there on the hill. So when the players run down the hill, they're all running down the Walmart. That is some of the greatest visibility any company could ever ask for. And just like the Million Dollar Man once said, everybody's got a price. Hit a real bad laugh. Finally, real quick before we get up out of here, item number three on the water cooler cheat sheet. We now know the list of sports that will and will not be in the 2028 Olympic Summer Games, leaving breakdancing. We had a good run. RIP breaking. We hardly knew ye. I don't know about you guys. I do not blame Ray Gunn. She provided us with years of meme-tainment.
It's not her fault. If you watch the guys who won, the Americans got messed over. That's all I'm saying.
I did get a chuckle yesterday when the Australian Olympic Committee said the only reason everybody was making fun of Ray Gunn was because they're anti-feminist. I was like, dude, I'm the biggest woke warrior in sports radio. All right. They call me Libera. No, Aussie. We're making fun of her because we all went, oi, 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 she's bad.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knew that when she was dancing.
Yeah.
I don't recall them saying.
I didn't hear one person go, look at this dumb girl. We all went, this is awkward, right? It's not just me. This is a little awkward, right? Yo, I am very much team women in sports. By the way, the majority of medals won by the Americans this year, won by women. Well done, ladies. Congratulations and thank you for once again sending us to the top of the medal board. Bravo, gals. You're the greats. You're the groats. You're the best. But no, Aussie. We weren't making fun of Ray Gunn because she's a girl.
A groat.
A goat. Who said groat? What are you talking about? Nope, you're making stuff up. We got to go to break. Stop talking. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yo, it's the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, 844-326-3663. Text us, 71307, like this texter did. What would be the funniest possible sponsorship in college football? Texter said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the field. UGGA, sponsored by Maverick Driving School. That's real good. That's real, because of the whole Georgia players bad driving thing. Get it? That's the Maverick Driving School sponsoring UGGA. That's pretty good.
I get it now.
That's pretty good.
When you said Maverick, though, I thought Top Gun. And there's, you know, they were looking into possibly becoming truck drivers if they got kicked out. So,
I'm 100% sure there are no UGGA players that have a clean enough driving record to get hired as a truck driver. Or an Uber driver at that rate. Maybe that's who Georgia should get to title sponsor the team. Uber. Uber, if you need to play this Saturday and not get suspended, call us.
How the Georgia football team gets around.
Yeah.
Uber.
Kirby Smart enacts every year a mandatory Uber. Don't worry, it's paid for by the school as part of your NIL deal, but you must Uber everywhere if you want to be a Bulldog. No more driving. We're going to get you an NIL deal that gets you a brand new Dodge Charger, but you can't drive it till you leave. You can't drive it till you get to the league. Park that thing, don't drive it around. That's a really good but sensitive joke, William. Really good but sensitive joke.
Makes me miss Greg Stank. So if you get that, you know.
What's the funniest possible sponsorship for a college football team? And I did like that. I did like that question. From the D train, the real diesel. I did like that question. Where's the cut? Because like I said, do I have an issue with a team slapping a logo on the field? Not really. It doesn't impact me.
I was going to say, I don't really care.
People do.
Yeah. Why?
Because there is a feeling that college football, especially on game day, especially between the lines, is supposed to be a sanctuary from all this, right? It's supposed to be a sanctuary from real life. We are advertised to constantly and unceasingly. I saw the other day there was a bunch of people mad because the rapper Ice Spice, who I know zero songs of because I'm an old white guy.
I don't know any of her songs either, but I know she's talked about a lot.
I know she is, yeah.
She's on that new that new pop commercial, what you would say, a soft drink. No, you would say soda.
A soda.
Yeah.
Coke, what flavor? But Ice Spice, who also, if I recall correctly, recently released a song with Taylor Swift. You know, that means you made it, right? She did a concert the other day, and she took an intermission during the concert, right? Which is fine. A lot of artists do that, especially if you're an artist who does, you know, 3.5-4 hour concerts. They'll take a 10-15 minute intermission, let them go in the back, grab a water, change wardrobes, catch their breath, whatever. She went on intermission, and ordinarily at a concert intermission, what happens? They turn on the lights, right? Y'all hit the bathroom, grab yourself another beer, whatever you need to do, and then come on back. Ice Spice on the Jumbotron on stage started running advertisements during the intermission, right? And then apparently was running them during the show. Like, during the show. When I went up to the Creed concert in Charlotte not too long ago, the pavilion that was hosting it, they have big Titantrons that, you know, you're a wrestling fan when you call them Titantrons. They have big Titantrons on both sides of the stage and up on the top of the stage cover, like the canopy that goes over the stage. And they were running advertisements with volume during the lead up to the concert. So you're like, you're there, you're in the concert pit, you're ready for Scott Stapp and the fellas to come out and greet you with arms wide open. And while you're having to have a, like when you're trying to have a conversation with the guys, when you're trying to have a conversation with the fellas, and then all of a sudden you hear, "Do you want to be cool? Drink our wine." It's like, nah, dude. We are advertised to constantly. There is nothing. I complained not too long ago about the beach down in Florida. There's a boat that now parks off the beach that has like a 75-foot screen on it that runs advertisements. I'm like, I can't even look at the damn water anymore without being advertised to. So on Football Saturdays, between the lines for 60 minutes, I'd like to not have that in my face, but now even when I look at a football field, I'm being advertised to. But here's the reality. When we allowed college football to become the professional sport that so many of you claim that it is now, and maybe I agree with you, who cares? When we decided to allow college football to be dictated by businessmen, it became subject to the same rules as everything else. Everything else. Which is, how do we get the most money out of it? And the answer is, you let people give you money just for the benefit of placing their logo in front of your eyeballs. You are, my friends, the product. You're the product. And they are paying the University of Tennessee. Loves is paying the University of Tennessee for the next 20 years to sell you and your time to Loves. That's what they're doing. They are selling your time and your attention to Loves for 20 years. Do I have a problem with it? No, because you cannot be competitive without the biggest possible budget anymore. That's why FSU and Clemson went out of the ACC, because the recognition is they can't have the biggest possible budget in that conference. The biggest possible budget is waiting for them in the Big Ten or the Southeastern Conference, wherever they land up. That's the point of these lawsuits. You are the product. And let's not pretend we're any different. Do you know why radio shows exist? Radio shows don't exist to give you the pure ecstasy of listening to Lonzo and I be entertaining as hell. We exist to give you a reason to listen for 15 minutes so that you'll then listen to the advertisements that run between our segments. That's why. That's why we need you to listen. Because if you don't, if you stop, if you go elsewhere, we can't sell the advertising. We can't sell the advertising. We don't make money. We don't make money. Well, Lonzo and I already don't make money. But like, the station doesn't make money and we don't work anymore. It doesn't exist, right? But I think for a lot of people, there was some expectation that the sanctuary of college football between the lines for 60 on a Saturday was holy, right? It was a place where none of that should exist. And now you're gonna have big old fat yellow Loves logos on the field. So I think that's where that comes from. And despite the fact that my childish ass can't not make a joke out of it, it is true. I think that's where people come from. So does it bother me? No. This was inevitable as far as I'm concerned. And this is why I said to answer the question that Diesel asked, that D-Money asked, that started this whole conversation, the answer is yes. It is going to start with naming rights to the stadiums and the fields just like the NFL. And then down the line, everything else comes next. Please welcome to the field, Cocky and his Cockaboo, sponsored by Amtrak. Because it's a train thing, right? It's a train sponsorship. And now, running down the hair club for men hill, welcome your Clemson Tigers. I mean, these, like, That's absolutely going to happen. Now, what's off limits for schools? What traditions might a school say, we don't care, there is no price on this? I don't know. But if you're telling me you don't think if somebody came to Clemson right now and said, we'd like to offer you $500 million for a 25-year contract to be able to slap our logo on the side of the hill so that every time the Tigers enter the stadium and run down the hill, our logo gets shown on national television or regional television. And you think Clemson would say no to that? Would they say no to $5 million a year? Maybe. Maybe that's not worth it. But what if a school said, or what if a company said, Clemson's got 5 or 6 or 7 nationally broadcast games per year. What's the price of having a gigantic logo slapped on television 5 or 6 times nationally? $20 million a year? For Tennessee, it's $21 million a year. 50? 75? The answer is yes. These things will be sold. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great Milanzo, and you be a part of the show. 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. You can text us 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. And we will read them on the air. We were talking in the last segment. I took a step further, a question asked by Diesel. Diesel asked the question, what would be off limits in terms of sponsorships for college football moving forward, right? Tennessee just signed a 20-year naming rights agreement with Love's Travel Center that will allow them to become, Pilot Travel Center, that will allow Pilot Travel Center to become the presenting sponsor of Neyland Stadium on Tennessee home game days. And Diesel asked the question, is there anything that's too sacred? Is there anything that is off limits? Is there anything that you would say your school should not, cannot sell the naming rights to? Is there anything that just can't be corporatized? Lonzo said, why are people upset about this? Why are people up in arms about this? My answer is this. Because we're advertised to constantly, unendingly, everywhere you look. Are advertisements. I don't care where you go. You get on a bus, there's advertisements by the handrails. You go to the mall, there's advertisements hanging from the banner. How many billboards do you drive by on the way to work every day? When you turn on TV, I sat down last night on the couch to watch a little Law & Order SVU because anytime the fiance and I have at-home date night, we watch murder shows. And on a subscription service that I pay for, to not watch commercials when the show airs on TV, every 5 minutes they broke in with 90 seconds of advertisements. This is a streaming service that sent me an email not too long ago to let me know that my monthly rate is going up. I have to pay more money next month to continue to stream. And oh, by the way, we're adding more commercials to it, right? And so you'd like to think, on Sunday, on Saturday, when you tune in for a football game, you know there's going to be TV advertisements. That's just part of the game. That keeps the schools afloat. As we mentioned, when it comes to top-tier college football programs in top-tier college football conferences, the television revenue is what floats the program more than anything else. So you're going to get TV contracts. But damn it, when there's a quarterback and a safety on the field and they're playing football against each other, these people don't want to have to look at advertisements. I got to do that all the time. Every time that anything happens that causes a break in the action, you guys hit me in the face with an advertisement. Why do you have to do it even when there is action? Why, when the quarterback rolls out right, do I have to see a big old yellow Pilot Travel Center logo or whatever? And for the record, I'm not punching down at Pilot or anybody else. The name of the game is getting your logo, getting your brand in front of as many people as possible. Zoe and I, that is part of our job now. Part of our job is to get the show in front of as many people as possible. That is part of the reason, not the only reason, but part of the reason that I do my best to be engaged with and at every possible local sporting event. I'm standing on a stage in front of fans at Greenville Triumph Games. By the way, they're back home this Friday against Palinet Stadium. We'll have Coach Rick Wright on either tomorrow or Friday to talk about it. I'll let you know when we get that wrapped up. Every single home hockey game for the Swamp Rabbits. Rob Brown's on the ice with a microphone talking about himself. I can't do it for the drive, unfortunately, anymore. Because they play weeknight games that don't end until 10:30, and I got to be here at 4 in the morning. So that don't work. But when I can, I'm there. And when I go, I got to be that absolute Delta Bravo that wears his own name on the jersey. Why? Is it because I'm a giant egomaniac? Kinda. But that's not exclusively why. It's also because I want people to see the name on the back of the jersey and think to themselves, Rob Brown. So that when they're flipping channels one morning and they come across the three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year award winners, the Rob Brown Show, and they hear, hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody, to the Rob Brown Show. They go, Rob Brown, where have I? Oh, that's that guy at the baseball game. Let me see what this guy's all about. And hopefully we get him hooked. Hopefully we get him in the building. Hopefully we get him in as a part of the show. So we play the game too. So does your company that you work for. If that was not the name of the game, guess what? Your company wouldn't have trucks driving around on the interstate that have the name of your company slapped all over them. Why do they do that? Because the next time that I need a exterminator company, or a catering company, or a plumber, or whatever else, I want them to have that recognition already in their brain. I want them to have that recognition already in the back of their mind, even if it is subconsciously, so that when it's time to listen to a sports talk radio show, they think about the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Or when they need a plumber, they think about Johnny's Plumbing Company. Or when they go out to the parking lot right now. Well, not unless you're listening on your phone on the Odyssey app and you can take us with you, then go. But if not, next time you get a break, walk out to your parking lot and go look at any of the newer looking cars in the parking lot and walk around to the back of those cars. On the back of just about every one of those cars, there's going to be a little silver. What would you call those things? Little silver tag stuck on the back of that car. Or it'll be painted on. And it has what on it? It has the name of the dealership that person bought the car from. Why? Why? The person driving that car already owns a car. It's not for you. That's why it's on the back of the car and not the front. It's on the back of the car. Why? So that the next time you're stopped at a red light and somebody pulls up behind you and they're looking at the back of your car and they see that little silver tag for Bob's Used Cars, subconsciously they store it in the old noggin. And then a week later or a month later or a year later or a decade later, when it's time for them to buy a new car and they go, I got to find a new car. I got to get a new rig. And they go search dealerships, and they're scrolling through the thousands of dealerships available. And now with online car sales, you don't even have to leave the house anymore, right? But when they go search it, and they look online, and there's Bob's Used Cars that pops up on the list of local dealerships, that triggers something. I've seen that before. And now all of a sudden, Bob's Used Cars stands out. So they're on board. That That is from a tag on the back of a vehicle driven by somebody that already owns the vehicle. They don't need another one. It's just to get you thinking about them. So the reason people react to it, the reason that people are driven to it, or I guess I should say college football fans in this case are driven away from it, is because when the boys get out there on the field to play a game and represent my school on the field of play in this thing that we all love so much, I want to be able to dial in on them, and yet even there I'm being advertised to. Sorry, guys. That's college football now. That's college football now. It will not be much more, if it hasn't already happened, it won't be much more than another year or two before the players start having advertisements on their jersey. You know, like they do in the NFL, like they do in the NBA already. The NBA, you tune into the Lakers game, and the Lakers got, who is it, Timu on their jerseys already? The Browns have the Loves logo, or the Pilot logo, or whatever it is, on their jerseys already. College football ain't far behind. It's really not. It is not too long before you're going to see, whatever logo, an Amazon logo on the shoulder pad of a whatever. Again, think about it. It's for the record, it's already happened, right? Nike, Under Armour, whoever's making your team's jersey, that big old check mark is already on the shoulder. But it's just been there so long that you're used to it. And that is exactly the same plan that they have here. Do it so much and so long and so often that you're used to it. Do it for so long and so often. Get that advertisement in front of your eyeballs so many times that you become nose blind to it, right? The comparison I make all the time is this. I grew up in Shalimar, Florida, about a mile shy of the runway that the largest Air Force base in the United States, Eglin Air Force Base, flies sorties off of all day, every day. There are constantly F-15s and 16s and 35s that are taking off and landing. And I grew up at the end of that runway, which means that every day, dozens of jet fighters flew a few thousand feet over my house. And you can tell when they do. As they fly by. Got to the point, I didn't hear them anymore. Got to the point, it didn't faze me. I didn't even notice them unless somebody came to my house and wasn't used to it. And they went, golly, how do you live with this? My fiance and I live less than a quarter of a mile away from a train track. I can walk to a train track. That trains come by all night long. And because we live in a city, when a train approaches a city, they gotta do the train whistle, the train horn. And when I moved in with her, I was like, I'm this is gonna drive me insane. It's going to drive me. I don't even hear it anymore. I don't. I sleep through it now. I couldn't sleep. First couple of weeks I lived with her, could not sleep. Because like every morning at 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., a train would come through Taylor, South Carolina, quarter mile from my house. And they couldn't sleep. Now, like a baby. I've tuned it out. That's the goal. There's going to be sponsorships in so many places that you guys don't pay attention to it anymore. You're just going to be able to filter it selectively out. That's fine with them. Because even though consciously you're filtering it out, subconsciously you're taking it in. And now everybody who drives across the South that's watched Tennessee games is going to see that Pilot logo with the little plane flying off the end of it. They're going to see that Pilot logo, and it's going to trigger something in them. Because now, not only have they seen the advertisement, but it's been connected to something that they love. So they're going to get the warm fuzzies. There's an entire legitimate science behind this. How do we trigger endorphins by seeing the logo? Why do you think so many fast food restaurants' logos, you've all heard this a billion times, are red and yellow? Because it is scientifically proven that the colors red and yellow make you hungry or make you think about food. That is why McDonald's, red and yellow, Burger King, red and yellow, Wendy's, red, Arby's, red. They're all the same color for a reason. It's because that color triggers hunger subconsciously. That's why this is happening. That and the fact that Pilot is willing to pay the University of Tennessee $21+ million a year to put a logo in the stadium. And if you're Tennessee, every freaking dollar counts. Every dollar counts if you want to keep up. Now, in order to sell more advertising here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate, there's another bit of science. That science is Lonzo talks, you listen.
I make money, yo. Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss some time after the team announced the former Michigan Wolverine will require surgery on a torn meniscus in his right knee. The team said they'll know the full extent of the injury and a timeline for return after the surgery is completed and further testing is conducted. The Atlanta Braves have run off back-to-back wins for the first time in nearly 2 weeks after another one-run extra innings win over the San Francisco Giants 4-3. Charlie Morton went six innings, giving up six hits and two runs, while Dylan Lee earned the win after one inning with no hits or runs surrendered. Make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a whole lot of fun. No Diesel, though, because he's on vacation. But Cole, yeah, that's his name. He's got you covered. All Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.